Welcome to The Art of Seeing, the story of a young photographer named Mackenzie, who is navigating the competitive and challenging world of photography. In today's episode, we meet Mackenzie as she struggles to find her footing and prove herself in the industry. Episode 1, The Portfolio.
Why does this look so different from what I had in mind? I don't get it. The lighting is too flat and the stupid texture of this outfit is not right. Why does this have to be so hard?
Mackenzie is shooting new images for her portfolio to help land a new client, Ella Fashions, a small local clothing designer who creates boutique fashion for young women. As much as Mackenzie is an artist, she struggles with the technical aspects of photography, especially lighting.
Okay, let's do this. Focus, girl. You got this.
Mackenzie tries different angles and lighting setups, but she can't seem to get it right. After hours of trying, she takes a break.
This is going to drive me crazy. I've got to get out of here. I need some fresh air. Ooh, a cup of tea would be great.
Hey, Mac.
Hi, Jazz. Looks busy today.
Yeah, a little slammed today. Sorry. Do you want the usual?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks. Hello?
Hello, this is Ella Montgomery, and I'm looking for Mackenzie with Artistic Vision Photography.
Oh, yes. Hello, Miss Montgomery. This is Mackenzie.
Oh, posh, call me Ella.
Oh, yes, Ella.
One of my customers recommended you and can't say enough about your work. Is there any chance you can schedule me in for Wednesday at 1 o'clock? I'd love for you to take a look at what I have in mind. And then I'd love to hear your suggestions.
Ella, yes, of course. I would love that. Let me check my schedule. Yes, I can make that work. Oh, sure, 1 o'clock. Got it.
Brilliant. Send you a quick email confirming the meeting address.
I look forward to meeting you, Miss Montgomery.
Ella, dear.
Oh, yes, Ella.
Mackenzie can't believe her ears. Ella Fashions wants to meet her. This could be the big break she's been waiting for.
Wow, I can't believe Ella Montgomery called me.
Hey, Mac, here's your tea. Are you all right? What is with the goofy grin?
I got a call for a great photo gig. I don't want to jinx it, but I can't believe it. I've been shooting her designs for my portfolio and was going to approach her. And out of the blue, she calls me.
Oh, wow. Hey, once she sees your work and meets you, I know she'll love you.
Thanks, Jazz. I wish I was as confident as you are. By the way, when I came in, I noticed some new photos on the walls. Where did these amazing landscapes come from? They're absolutely wonderful.
Oh yeah, that's my uncle's. He's a great photographer. I love his work.
Wait, these were shot by your uncle? Wow, you mentioned he was into photography, but I had no idea. He is really good.
He doesn't like it when I brag on him. I know you wouldn't do this, but when I tell my friends he is a photographer, the question they ask is...
Let me guess, I bet they ask. Does he do weddings?
Exactly. You know, I'm surprised you haven't run into him. He's in and out of here all the time.
Jazz, I thought you were my friend. Girl, you are holding out on me. Your uncle is a frickin' professional photographer.
I thought you knew.
Mackenzie can't believe Jasmine's uncle is a photographer. First, a call from Ella Montgomery, and now this.
Thanks, Jazz. Talk to you later. I definitely need to put this in my journal. I can't wait to tell Kim.
Before the phone call, Mackenzie's new images were to enhance her portfolio, but now...
I am grateful that Pop Pop gave me these older Novatron strobes. But as soon as I land a decent job, my lighting setup is the first thing I need to upgrade. That, and find someone to teach me lighting. I need to rethink this lighting setup. Oh, Mac, you idiot. Of course. Mac, you are such a bozo. I can't believe you.
Hello?
Hi, Pop Pop. It's Mac. How are you feeling?
Hey, Mac, I'm doing all right, I guess. What is wrong? Are you okay? Wait, it's not my birthday, is it? Are you in trouble?
No, no, I am fine. You are so silly. And no, it's not your birthday. Can't a granddaughter call her grandfather just to say hi?
Okay, don't give me that. What's up? Spit it out.
All right, all right. This is why I love you. You know me so well. I need to shoot this beautiful white poet blouse. But no matter what I try, it just looks flat. I'm trying to show off the texture of the material. I'm using the strobes you gave me and a 36-inch softbox. Pop, pop. This is important, and I am so frustrated.
Mac, for heaven's sakes, don't you know I don't have a clue what a poet blouse is? But if it's light and help, then I got you covered.
Oh, Pop Pop, you know, remember that episode of Seinfeld with the puffy shirt?
Okay, whatever. First remember what I taught you. What is it that makes a soft light, and what does a large, diffused, soft light do to shadows?
You are so bad. I should have known this was going to be a test.
I know you know this stuff. I know you. And you let this techno stuff overwhelm you. Think about it for a second.
Okay, you're right. Let's see. The larger the light source is in comparison to the subject, the softer the light. Is that right?
Good. Now, what did I teach you? There are only two basic types of light, hard and soft, right? And if you want to show texture in something, you use hard light. Think about the lighting lessons we did from the hen house.
Oh yeah, the eggs from the hen house, that's right. Lighting them from the side with a smaller light showed the texture and darker shadows. See, I knew you would have the answer.
I love you too, baby girl. Is that it? Anything else?
No, as usual, you know all the answers.
Well, I don't know about all that. This old man is not as sharp as he used to be. I keep wanting to give you my buddy's phone number. He is a really good photographer. And if I remember right, mentors, photographers, he might be able to help you out. I have his number here somewhere in all of this mess. After my Lucy died, I can't find a damn thing in this house.
Pop, Pop, you know I love you, but you couldn't even find your keys when Grandmama was around, right?
Yeah, whatever. When are you going to come see me? I am not getting any younger.
Don't worry, I will be knocking on your door before you know it so we can go dancing. Bye, Pop, Pop, I love you.
I love you too, and stay out of trouble.
With help from her grandfather, she is motivated to create something she will be excited to show Ella Montgomery.
Now I am finally getting somewhere. Okay, this is starting to look like what I had in my head.
As Mackenzie prepares for her meeting with Ella, she can't help but wonder what they will discuss and if she can actually land the job. Will Mackenzie land this gig, or will her lack of confidence and technical expertise work against her? What challenges will she face in the world of fashion photography? Don't miss episode 2. Find out if Mackenzie has what it takes to make it as a professional photographer. Or will this be the shot that ruins her career and sends her packing back to Ohio in embarrassment?
We have reached the end of episode 1 of The Art of Seeing, created by Lee Love, who brings his invaluable experience as a commercial and editorial photographer to the show. Each story featured in this series is inspired by real-world situations encountered throughout Lee's illustrious career and the photographers he is honored to mentor. Today's episode was masterfully crafted by Sue-Ann Bubach and Lee Love. As we conclude this episode of Photo Mentor Radio, we would like to remind our listeners that The Art of Seeing is copyrighted by Lee Love Productions. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. All characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious. And any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Thank you for tuning in. And be sure to join us next time for more captivating stories from the world of photography on The Art of Seeing. Until then, keep exploring the beauty that surrounds you through the lens of your camera. And remember, If you want your photography to touch more people, then forget about learning to take better photos and instead learn to tell better stories through the visual language of art.